Welcome back to Vocal Point. During this portion, we're going to talk with an attorney who deals with Christian liberties in our country, and he has an interesting background because he grew up under communist Romania and saw firsthand what it's like when you have no religious liberty. He dreamed as a child to come to America, the land of the free, and was hoping to see all kinds of religious liberty. And of course, we have some religious liberty, but that has tapered off somewhat in our day. We're talking right now with Harry Mehet, M-I-H-E-T, who is the senior litigation counsel for Matt Staver's group called Liberty Counsel. Harry, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Jerry, for having me with you today.
Sure. Now, Liberty Counsel is on the forefront of a lot of cases involving religious freedom. For example, the Kim Davis story.
That's right. We have a front row seat to this battle that is waging out there for the very heart and soul of our nation. Kim Davis, as your listeners probably has been one of the latest victims of that battle.
Mm-hmm.
She actually had to endure jail for 6 days because she chose to follow.
You seem to be breaking up. We missed some of the things you're saying.
And refused to bow down her knee to a government that demanded total compliance from her.
By the way, when you say you have a front row seat, you and Liberty Counsel have much more than a front row seat, because that implies just spectatorship. But thankfully, you guys are out actually in the game. So you're actually in the field or on the court, if you will.
that's right. We were there with Kim when she was sentenced to jail, and we were there with her inside that jail, and we were with her when she was released and returned back to work. So we are in the thick of it, and let me tell you, it is quite a fight.
Hmm. Now, you grew up as the son of a pastor in Romania. It was illegal to have a Bible, or at least to spread the message of the Bible in different avenues?
It certainly was. Having a Bible was against the law under that regime.
Just even having a Bible? Just even having a copy?
Even having one, certainly. And if you had a bunch of them with the intent to distribute them to other people, that was an even more severe crime, for which you could be taken away, sent to a labor camp, never to be heard from again.
Huh. That was amazing. And I know you've told stories in the past, but I always find them fascinating, how they would the officials would assign certain school activities on Sunday morning specifically to try and discourage anybody from going to church. But you were one of those kids that did go to church anyway, and then would get in trouble for it the next day at school.
That's right. You know, the school administrators would gather us Christians around and would invite our classmates to make fun of us, to throw things at us, to persecute us for the fact that we were not in school on Sunday, that we chose to be in the Lord's house. So we saw a great deal of persecution there for our faith, and we're starting to see that here now, unfortunately, in the land of the free.
I understand that as long as you could remember, you dreamed of and hoped to come to the land of the free, which was America, and you got that wish when you were 12. Is it true you kissed the ground when you first came to this country?
We absolutely did. You know, when Ronald Reagan said that America was a shining city on a hill, that wasn't just rhetoric for us on the other side of the Iron Curtain.
Wow.
We really looked up to America as that promise of freedom, that promise of hope that allowed us to endure the hard times that we were going through. And so when we got to come to this great country in 1990, we literally kissed the ground that we landed on, because we understood that we were partakers of that promise of freedom.
Wow. All right, so fast forward to today. What's going on in our, let's say, our schools in America today?
Well, we see an unprecedented assault on religious freedom in all spheres of our country, particularly inside our schools. We see how people of faith, Christian students, are not permitted to gather together for a Bible study before or after class.
Hold on. There's a Supreme Court decision that said they could do that. In fact, that decision was from 1990, the very year you came to this country. It's called Mergens versus Westside High School.
That's right. The law is, and the Constitution, are definitely on the side of freedom. Unfortunately, we see a lot of hostility and resistance to that, and attempts to encroach upon that law and to make new law that would exclude expressions of faith from the public square. And so we see that playing out, you know, even, for example, now that we're entering the Christmas holidays coming
yes.
up,
mm-hmm.
we already see the enemies of freedom hard at work filing lawsuits against school districts who would include any type of a Christmas or Christian reminder of the basis for the holiday in their public celebrations. Things that would make our founding fathers literally roll in their graves if they were around to see what we've done with the heritage of freedom that they've entrusted to us.
By the way, in the particular example that you mentioned about Christmas, this is a presentation that includes many secular things as well as the manger scene. And so, as I understand it, again, going back to the U.S. Supreme Court, didn't they decide in the, it's the Pawtucket, Rhode Island case. I forgot the name of it, but maybe Donnellan. But anyway, bottom line is, you know, if you have enough plastic reindeers, you're allowed to have the manger scene too.
But that's right. The Supreme Court has been very clear that as long as a Christmas presentation has enough secular aspects of it, then there is absolutely no problem with actually celebrating the true meaning of Christmas. But now we see, again, encroachment against those rulings, and this particular school district in Concord, Indiana, has come under the attack of the Freedom From Religion Foundation, a group of atheists, devout atheists, who cannot stand any expression of faith in the public. They filed a lawsuit against this school because as part of its 99-minute Christmas choral presentation, where they have all kinds of secular items, Christmas trees and elves and reindeers and Santa Claus, the last 20 minutes of that were involved a live nativity scene that they've been doing for 30 years. It's the highlight of the season for an entire community that gathers around to celebrate this. These atheists from Wisconsin, who don't even live in Indiana, they've come in and they filed a lawsuit against this school district for that 20-minute presentation.
You know, Harry, I think we've almost got to the point in this country where there's a double standard. If the liberals agree with, let's say, a secularistic type conclusion of the Supreme Court. Oh, yeah, same-sex marriage. Yeah, we agree with that. Oh, yeah, abortion on demand, Roe v. Wade. Yeah, we agree with that. Then that's the law of the land. But if they don't agree with it, then they just conveniently ignore, equal access for the Bible clubs as well. Oh, well, we're going to ignore that decision. If they don't like the decision, you know, like the one with the reindeer and the manger scene, they ignore that too. Isn't that strange?
Well, that's exactly right. That's a very astute observation, Jerry.
We
have the law of the land, except when it's not. And it's exactly the other way, or upside down, topsy-turvy, if you will, because, you know, we have Martin Luther King Jr. who told us that if a man-made law does not square up with the moral law, the natural law, the supreme law of God,
yeah,
then it is not really a law at all, and everyone has an absolute and solemn duty to disobey it. But now we have it completely the other way around, and we have, you know, required compliance with man-made law that goes against the word and the will of God, while at the same time we have ignorance and willful defiance of law that upholds freedom and upholds the values that this country was founded upon.
I understand that one of the cases that you were involved in, or at least Liberty Counsel was involved in, saw a couple of people threatened with jail time just for saying a blessing at a meal in a public school setting.
That's right. Santa Rosa County in the panhandle of Florida, a high school principal and his athletic director had a luncheon put together for some booster club members that had given generously to support the athletic program in that school. And these are all adults. It wasn't even, you know, impressionable young minds or children, all willing adults taking part of this extracurricular Thanksgiving luncheon.
Thanksgiving.
And at the start of that luncheon, the principal turned over to the athletic director and said, "Hey, Robert, would you bless the meal?" I guess it's, you know, something that everybody still does in that part of the state, and nothing improper about that. But, you know, they landed as criminal defendants in a federal court for this crime of saying a 15-second prayer of thanks.
Wow.
at this luncheon. Something that, you know, would have made the communists proud in Romania, where I hail from.
Yeah.
You know, we came alongside them, and we give God the glory. We were able to have a tremendous victory in that case. They were both found not guilty, but it took a day-long trial, 12 witnesses, and hundreds of thousands of dollars being spent in their defense, which is, you know, the process is part of the punishment, so to speak. So, you know, the good news is that they were let go and are continuing to be free men. The bad news is that it happened to begin with in a place like America where, you know, it should not happen.
You used the word Thanksgiving. Was it an event that occurred around Thanksgiving time?
No, it wasn't. It was just they were giving thanks.
Oh, okay.
The
reason
people.
All right. The reason I even asked that, though, I mean, to this day, the holiday we celebrate as a nation, you're not going to get any mail on that day. The fourth Thursday of every November is called Thanksgiving. Even to this day, it's called that. And what does that mean? Well, it points to the Christian roots of America. I mean, it's an annual reminder of it. I mean, when we're talking about Thanksgiving, that means Thanksgiving to God, not anybody else. And so it's just so ironic the way this war on God has turned around in our country.
It really is. And, you know, it really takes blinders and willful ignorance to not understand this and not see it. You know, our detractors, the enemies of freedom, often accuse us of making things up, of having a persecution complex. But when I'm sitting in a federal court next to two Christians that are a whisker away from jail because they prayed in a public school, when I'm sitting in jail next to Kim Davis, who is in there for 6 days because she would not compromise her beliefs and her convictions with respect to God-ordained marriage, you know, this is happening. It's undeniable, and I think it's high time that Christians wake up in this nation.
What was it like for Kim Davis in jail?
Well, you know, she's a woman of great faith, and so in jail she had a lot of time to spend with God and His Word. And it was interesting. I went there to see her almost every day to try to encourage her, but
wow,
she'd always end up being the one encouraging me and showing me new things that God was showing her. And so, you know, she was in there, and her resolve and her convictions were made even stronger. The judge put her in there in an attempt to break her will and to shackle her conscience. But that did not happen. She remained true to her faith, and we thank God for that.
Okay, Harry, we're almost out of time. How about a concluding thought that sort of wraps it up? The parallels you saw as a child under communism in Romania and the threat to freedom in our day in America.
Well, Jerry, Patrick Henry, the same man who said, "Give me liberty or give me death," he said, "When a people forget God, tyrants forge their chains." And I think tyrants are forging their chains in this country in 2015 America, and it is time for Christians to wake up, to understand what's happening, and to do something about it, because if they do not, if we continue down the path that we are on today, I believe we're going to see history repeat itself in different places, and I believe that we will see a day in this country when we will no longer be free. And that is a sobering thought, and one that I pray and hope will not come to fruition.
Amen. All right, lc.org for more information, LC being Liberty Council. Thank you, Harry Mahet. God bless you. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, Jerry. God bless you.
Okay, bye-bye now.